This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Memphis Grizzlies are in action tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, maybe Anthony Davis, maybe Rui Hachimura, although that looks to be very much in doubt, as he has been listed as doubtful. And when you are doubtful, that means it is a doubt. The staff is full of doubt that you could play this game. I don't know what he's dealing with, Jason, but he is doubtful, listed as doubtful. So that's a big piece. Rui's been playing really well for them, actually, this year. Every time I've watched him, he's been making some, you know, so he's been very productive.
Yeah, except for against Detroit, he was absolute slaw.
Yeah. He had eight points, 2 of 6 from the field, 2 of 2 from three, though. He is one of their better shooters out there.
Yeah, 35 minutes, had 8 points.
Bro.
And look at the bench.
He's deferring to Anthony. Didn't Anthony Davis have 39?
They needed him to score 38, bro, because yeah. It was only the Lakers starters that did anything. They literally got they got 10 points from the bench.
Well, he started the season.
On fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's kind of come back to that's the way you get to an average.
Well, that's sort of been the Lakers and J.J. Redick's start, hadn't it?
It has. A start fast.
A terrible 5-game road trip, at least so far.
It's just, I'll be honest, it's just sometimes.
But y'all tried to crown him.
Yeah, it's so hard doing
you
a show with such a hitter,
him.
You know.
You tried to crown him early. You think I'm not going to hold, you think I wasn't hearing them takes, them questions, every expert we had. Don't you like what you see early from J.J.? It's what we need this for.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I'm trying to validate this fool's hiring for that. That's a LeBron production.
No, it is, and it's kind of
don't try to validate it.
Coming to a halt, and so you'll see that in action tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. You plan on being there?
Will not be there tonight. No, I'm sure it'll be a circus because LeBron's in town.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it always anytime the Lakers come?
Yeah, I mean, how many more times are you going to get to see LeBron, brother? Although I think I did see a story that says that he wants to play for 2 or 3 more years.
Bro, I told you he's getting 12 hours of sleep a night. He can continue this maybe another 4 or 5 years.
So I tried that.
I wouldn't doubt him.
I tried that, actually. You brought that up. I brought that up to my wife last night. I said.
Yeah, I talked about it with mine.
Oh,
said,
really?
I'll never get there, huh?
It sounds like your wife was just as receptive as mine. Because my wife then said, well, you're not LeBron James.
Right. But also, you're not his age. So think about it. When you get there,
that's only 7 years.
With the age that your kids will be at that point, you will certainly have a better chance of getting it done then than you have now when you have no chance.
That's right.
Because of the age of your children.
Because Riley will be basically 11.
Taking care of herself.
At that point. Because that's what you're living right now,
basically
right?
Basically going to be driving. Yeah.
CJ comes home. He kind of keeps to himself.
Yep.
He doesn't need for you to entertain him.
Other day, he closed the bedroom door.
Oh, y'all allow that?
First time where it's just been
Did you have to?
He made the choice.
Did you have to think about it?
No.
You just let him close the door?
Because he's getting to that age now, man.
How old is he? 11?
He's 10, fool. 10. What happened? Dude, Uncle John had kids, and he had to move away.
No.
So he doesn't remember us.
I do, right?
We're 10. You're close.
11
we turned
January.
11 in
yeah,
January.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
I'm messing. You have your own family now.
Well, everybody's family, and in the club, we all fam.
No, I told Chris. Hopefully, we'll see Uncle John at a, you know, he'll be able to bring the kids to a game this year.
Yeah, man, we're excited about it. I know, you know, Riley asks me all the time.
Let Dom see his future. Let him see them balls bouncing.
When I say I'm going to hang out with my friends, she always thinks I'm talking about you and CJ every time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She says, I want to go.
Well, you got good friends.
I want to go with you. She's already, you know, that's what I get all the time. And now she says, when I leave the house, bye, honey. That's her thing. Mm. You know,
she got that from mom.
I don't know who she got that from, but
doesn't call you honey on the way out there.
I just say it. No, she says, get your ass out of my house. And I just say, bye, honey, back. You know, I just say, bye, honey. You know, Riley's a trip, man. Everybody she meets just says she's a trip. And she is. But she does not allow dad to nap 12 hours a day. There's no doubt about that. But LeBron James and his absolutely epic sleep schedule will be in town. I mean, don't you remember he complained about the
the noise? What concert was it? I don't remember.
I think it was like a band or
FedEx
something. Yeah.
Yep. And it kept him. It kept him out of his 12 hours.
Yeah.
That I'm telling y'all about. I mean, his nightly sleep is its own chamber. That's what I'm telling you. It has to be completely dark.
Yeah.
No phones. No sound.
No sound. He doesn't sleep with sound on.
Do you expect me to go out there and get 25 and 12?
Are you a sound
then
guy?
Then no sound.
You need sound. Brown noise. White noise.
I do fan. So there's always sound.
You fan.
I do fan on the nightstand next to the bed.
Okay, now
I have to have it. If
now
I
let
don't,
me ask you
not
this.
Sleeping well.
Let me ask you this, man.
Even with fan on a lot of nights lately, I'm not sleeping well.
Okay, this is a personal question. So if you don't want
that
to answer,
continue.
Don't feel like you have to. But do you sleep with socks on or off?
Oh, what do you ask me these personal questions for?
Do you sleep with socks on or off?
You trying to get my draw?
No.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're starting to get with that. Next thing you'll ask me, do I sleep naked? And I'm not going to answer that question.
No, I'm just asking about your socks, bro. I'm not asking about anything else. Because I have to sleep with my socks on, bro. Because there's some.
You have to sleep with your socks off, you say?
Yes, off, yes.
Yeah, if you have to sleep with socks on. Like what's
like I can't fall asleep when I have socks on.
Yeah, no, I need free toes.
Yeah, right.
And sleep.
And so you know, there's a science
to that. So I would
agree
with you. I don't think this is true. I think most,
most
folks,
probably
feel that way. About
they
the
sleep
feet.
With socks off,
sockless,
bare feet,
sockless.
Right.
Yes.
Because there's a science. There is a science to, like I leave my feet out of the comforter. I sleep with my feet out.
Man, you just a damn child.
Oh, I'm not, bro.
Because most folks, when their toes and feet aren't covered, that's when they pull the blanket and make sure they can get them back in there.
There's a science.
But you like leaving them out.
There's a science
that's
to
why
it.
I'm not about to curse. That's why your stuff's so yellow.
Because
you leave it out at night.
If you look it up, you fall asleep faster.
George, this man has yellow toenails.
When you
this explains it.
Look, if you try it
there's
tonight.
There's
something
in, try your,
it
in your home air.
I know LeBron does this. I know he does this. If you go to sleep tonight and you leave your feet exposed with no socks on,
I can't do that.
You will fall asleep faster, especially with the fan on, because it's like the your nerve endings in your feet, right? It relaxes you. It relaxes you into a quicker state of unconsciousness.
Nah, I mean, it literally would be so unnatural for me to have my toes out because that's
right.
Any time that happens.
Yeah. Right.
You know, because you want to get them back under there. That's the way I was raised.
Are you going to try it?
No, man.
Come on,
bro. Because I already
know
it's not going to work for me. Now, again, that may work in your home. You know what I'm saying? Just like what you do with Sam, that works for y'all.
Yeah.
Right? Going to be different than what somebody else do and what's successful for them.
But
that works for your sleep.
I don't think it's fair to judge somebody for
looks like a little boy.
I don't think it's fair to judge somebody
for. You forget because I used to be on the road with you.
Yeah, but I didn't know the science back then.
Well, I just thought you'd be a grown man by now and have covered that up.
You hold the shower incident against me to this day, you know? I mean, I'm sorry that I flooded the bathroom in the shower, bro. It was an unfortunate situation.
No, I'm saying you used to sleep with the little short blanket and your feet out then.
I don't think I did.
You did. That's what I'm talking about.
I learned science until like 2018. I said
this man wants to be tucked in. It looks like a little boy in the bed.
Well, you know, it makes me feel safe. You know, and I like to fall asleep fast. I don't like to sit there with my mind racing, man. That's why I keep the feet out.
Don't
LeBron
say
keeps the feet out. He knows.
The
man spends $1 million a year on his sleep, you said?
Don't do this. Don't do this in front of George. He's going to judge you and think you're soft.
No, it's scientific.
Because he doesn't know you yet.
I think you can
and
appreciate
you
science, right?
Oh, yeah. I would fact check this, but I really don't want to potentially burst his bubble?
No, I encourage you to look it up.
George, we know it to be flawed thinking.
If you, I don't know how you'd Google it, but sleeping with toes out.
You're absolutely right, George.
You know, now make sure it's on Brad's Gmail. Make sure it's on his, you know, so he if his, you know, wife ever goes through his phone, she'll see that history.
I guarantee you Brian ain't sleeping with his toes out.
Well, I mean, I don't think it makes you less of a man.
Well, I'm saying he's getting 12, but it's not because he's got his toes out is my point.
It's just like efficiency is the key, right? You want to fall asleep fast? A lot of haters out there.
I'd say get a fan for that.
A lot of haters out there for the toe out sleeping method, but I'm telling you, it works. You fall asleep faster, and you. I think also I would add you get better sleep. Are you finding it?
So, according to the Google, you know, take this with a grain of salt.
Oh, right? No, maybe. I'm taking it for everything it's worth.
Sleeping with your feet out from under the covers can potentially help you fall asleep faster.
Bang.
Because it's not the nerve endings, it's temperature regulation.
Okay, right. Temperature regulation, okay.
Which I would argue, the fan by the bed.
It's the same thing.
Does the same thing.
But
it's a cooling sensation, George is absolutely right. The true scientist here on this show is George, because he looks for the facts.
Well, we found the facts.
Right.
We found the facts, which are that anything about better sleep, because that's what I'd also like to add. I like to strengthen my argument like that. A lot of haters in our midst. What else is new? Now, as for the game itself, right, because y'all got sidetracked, this is very important for the Memphis Grizzlies as they lost to the Nets, and this is the situation that you're in. You know, you're trying to start to put together some wins here. You know, you're trying to, you know, kind of go on a little bit of a run and solidify your position here. You got to win games like this, man. You got to win games like this at home, you know, especially with the Lakers on a long road trip. They haven't played well on the road. Anthony Davis is banged up. This is an important game for Jaren Jackson. There's no question about that.
Sound like, too, Luke Kennard could be close to getting
yeah.
back. Hopefully we'll see him tonight. To John's point, you're 10th in the standings right now, sitting at 4-4. I mean, you can play around and talk about, oh, you can lose these games early, but we know in a West that it's going to be, you know, your 6th spot and your 10th spot could be divided by 2, 3, 4 games. Each game's going to come back and matter. And I'd also say, you know, a couple of years ago, as recently as 2, 3 years ago, you had one of, and many were calling it, the best home court advantage in the league. You were one of the best home teams in the league. And obviously all that went to hell last year. We know all the reasons why. It'd be nice to get that back. You're 2-2 just like you are, you know, you're 500 right now at home. It'd be nice to get that sort of advantage back, or at least a feeling that it can be an advantage again, that you are one of the league's better home teams. And so starting, you know, getting it going again with a win over the Lakers certainly would go to that cause.
Right.
Get that home court advantage back, man. They used to have all the, you know, all the experts saying, man, you don't want to go to Memphis.
Right.
It'd be nice to have. It wasn't so long ago that was the case. I know last year was last year. Hopefully you can get that back. You don't do it by going 500 at home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
yes,
true.
Especially these ones at home. You know, it'd be nice to start getting these. And, again, you want to climb up these Western Conference standings, you're going to have to get on some kind of run at some point. I realize you're shorthanded.
Yep.
But they're starting to come back.
Yeah.
As evidenced, hopefully, by Luke Kennard tonight. Hopefully on down the road, Bain, and you'll get closer to whole.
Yeah. Now, real quick, before we move on, we talked a little bit about Ja Morant's acrobatics in the Nets game. Devontae Adams, former Raider wide receiver, was paying attention. And he said, I guess it was on social media, that Ja Morant is the most athletic professional athlete in the world. That is what Devontae Adams, now a New York Jet wide receiver. Oh, he was on the Up and Adams.
Up and Adams.
Excuse me.
That's
yeah.
his podcast or something?
Yeah. No, that's just Kay Adams. That's Kay Adams' show from, she used to be with like Good Morning Football now.
Oh, I see it during his appearance yeah. on Up and Adams. I got it.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. I don't want to make rash and unthought out claims, but I think he might be the most athletic person in the world. There might be somebody in Africa who could be more athletic, but like a professional athlete, he's the most athletic professional athlete in the world. Interesting comments there from Devontae Adams. I know we're not going to be able to vet the claim of most athletic person, but don't you think there's a big correlation between if you're an athletic person, you're probably a professional athlete? I mean, that would be, if you're in that discussion, you know, you're probably, you know, a professional athlete.
Do we consider Olympians professional athletes?
I think we have to. I think that is, they are athletes and they are professional.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, they're getting
their endorsements and
endorsement
checks.
Deals and all that.
There's just no centralized league they play in. Yeah. But
so I mean, decathletes, like we do, yeah. They would have to be in the conversation.
And Usain Bolt, I mean, is he more athletic than Usain Bolt?
I don't know about Usain. You're talking about a sprinter, but I'm talking about a guy that can, you know, throw the javelin, run distance, run. There's an athleticism to that because it's
for sure.
You know what? You know, throw a discus, a shot put. That strength, the speed of 100, like that. Those guys, they don't get the credit they deserve. We only see them every 4 years, but they have to be included to me in any conversation about greatest athletes. I mean, I would go with obvious that Giannis. If you asked Giannis to, you know, whether it's vertical leap, whether it's to try to emulate what Ja did, he's probably a guy that's going to come the closest. I mean, that's LeBron used to be that. He's probably not. He's not at that level now.
Yep.
Although clearly still athletic. I mean, you know, Giannis is on that list. But if we're talking, and his quote is the most athletic professional athlete in the world, Ja's high on the list.
Yeah.
And you probably have a couple football players on there. I mean, doesn't DK Metcalf have to be on a most athletic list, as big and strong as he is? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's probably a couple of those guys that you'd have on a list if you were just going to set them up side by side and say and compare all the attributes.
Yeah.
But no, I would think. Listen, I went. You can't. Anytime you go on, you know, John's on TikTok. I'm on Facebook, whatever, Twitter. Sometimes those two 360s are still out there. DeMichael Cole wrote about all the impressions they've made on millions of impressions on social media. That's why Ja's so important to the NBA. But back to the actual feats themselves. Especially, again, man, the one I'm talking about where he goes up and acts, it looks like he's going up to cock the ball back and dunk it, but he changes his mind midair and has the time and still the athleticism to hang up there and go into full 360 and finish off with the left hand. You've never seen anything like it. There are very few that will have that body control, mm-hmm. be able to jump that high, control your body to that degree and let it go. And that's why I wonder, you know, Giannis, again, at his size, when it comes to letting it off, is you know, with the deft touch that Ja did on the left-hand line, Giannis can't do that part.
Yeah.
So that's why I go back to Devontae's onto something here, that Ja is one of the most athletic. You know, I don't know that he's the most, but he's got to be one of them.
Yeah.
It's a short list. Very few you'd put next to him.
Agreed.
And because he's fast.
Yeah.
Jumps high.
He's fast. He's like,
not very durable, but I don't know that that's a quality of that necessarily.
What do you mean of
athleticism?
Yeah. When I think athlete, I don't really necessarily think about.
Well, when he comes down, sometimes there's a crash.
Yeah, there's a crash.
Athletes come down gracefully.
I have no problem putting Ja as number one. I mean, no. I think, you know, Ant is in that. Ant is crazy.
He must be said.
Yeah, like he jumps out of the gym. Like, he's like, but is that the main, like, it's not just that, though. It's not like you're jumping ability. It's like,
no, dude is like, you saw the thing with Justin Jefferson. Like, he's 6'5 and 220 walking around.
For sure.
Like, he said he's heavier than that walking around when he's not in NBA shape.
Yes.
He could play linebacker.
No doubt.
Like, he's, to be as athletic as he is at his size, that gives you, you know, thick as he is.
Yeah. He also, like,
dying as heavy as
he's also, like, really improved his 3-point shot. I mean, that's athleticism.
I don't consider that athleticism.
I mean,
that's skill.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
It's running, jumping, speed, right? Any other attribute that anything else that's part of athleticism that I'm leaving out? Endurance is a part of athleticism.
You know, coordination,
being able to keep it going. You know, LeBron playing as many minutes as he is, that's part of athleticism.
When you say coordination,
yes, that's what I'm talking about with Ja, to be able to go into those. All those different motions in one single jump.
Yeah.
That's body coordination.
Exactly.
That most of us don't have.
I mean,
most professional athletes don't have.
Yeah.
His level of it.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, is there like a receiver out there
Tyreek Hill would probably be in the conversation.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill definitely would be in the discussion for sure.
Because he's not just fast.
Yeah.
Bro is athletic. Like, he can jump for his size. Like, he can jump. He can do it all.
Yeah.
You know, he's athletic. That's why I tell you, DK Metcalf is athletic, dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, he definitely is a good call.
He's a
out.
Specimen of a human being.
I mean, what about Myles Garrett? I mean,
yes, he's super athletic. Especially again, it's what he's doing at his size.
Yeah.
How fast he is at his size.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would be in the.
I don't know, but pound for pound, I'd probably go back to Ja.
Yeah,
but absolutely.
Myles Garrett plays basketball. He's always in those.
Have you seen when he dunks the ball?
Yeah,
like it's with a thunder, dude.
I'd put him
easily.
In there.
He does it.
Trying to think, like
Micah's athletic. When I saw him in that celebrity game, dude, he was doing 360s and stuff. Michael Parsons is super athletic,
mm-hmm.
but not most athletic, you know, in the world.
What
Ja, if he had said pound for pound, I think
right.
I think he really, it might be a fact as opposed to an opinion.
What about, and I'm just going to do this for DEI, Josh Allen?
Athletic, that's an athletic white dude. He really is.
I mean, we do need to have some DEI here, don't we? Or we don't? I mean, I'm just asking. I just think it's fair and just.
That's why we brought in our decathletes.
Right. We didn't say anybody specifically, though, did we?
Harrison.
Okay, that's just again.
He was the best out of America.
But he didn't really play.
We were top five?
Yeah, but he didn't medal. He didn't, you know.
No, we didn't medal, but of us, and he's from Memphis.
You think he's more athletic than Josh Allen?
Yes.
I mean, you think if Josh Allen committed to, like, that career path, he wouldn't
Harrison
be...
Williams.
Yeah.
Is more athletic than Josh Allen.
Harrison Williams can't throw a football as far as
he Josh... can throw a shot put. You'd be surprised.
You think he could throw a football as long as Josh Allen?
I'm just saying he might do better. Not as far as Josh. That's not all of athletic. That's some strength, what you're talking about.
That's athleticism.
To throw it far.
That's athleticism.
Strength is a part of athleticism, but we can't just measure Josh there.
Well,
you
know, okay.
You got to run around. Harrison's going to run circles around him.
Josh only has, what, 2 interceptions this year?
Josh is a very athletic quarterback. He is not more athletic than Harrison Williams. Now, we struggled throwing the javelin, I think, is where we struggled in those events.
Right.
And again, what are you talking about? You picked the hometown kid here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Dude, he set records.
Yeah.
Like Stanford and everything else.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I think I had him in my Daily Memphian top 25, you know? So, which I might have had him top 10. I don't remember exactly where I had him.
Josh Allen's not the most athletic white man in the league. It's Christian McCaffrey.
Mm, yeah. Although he really hasn't been in the league this year.
Well, he needs new blood that he's doing.
I think he's coming back this week or next week, one of the two.
So it's fixed.
Well, I guess enough to try it.
I'll say this. When we last saw him.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah,
Christian's on. He's got to be up there, bro.
That's good. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey definitely is. He's
and
a monster.
And we see who's a monster is Ladd McConkey. He's a monster. He's just early in his career.
Yeah.
Homeboy, he's an athletic white dude.
Yeah.
He's going to be on that list.
Yeah.
On that NFL list of most athletic. Oh, Watt's got to be there.
Yeah.
He's more athletic than his older brother was.
Yes, that's for sure. Yes. He's a wrecker. No
I'll throw one in here. You said decathlete and NFL wide receiver. What about that kid in Cincinnati? Yoshivas? He was a decathlete in college.
I've seen him.
I'm pretty sure he caught a touchdown this week.
Yes, dude looks legit.
I did not know he was a decathlete.
I didn't know
it was
that
something
either.
Like that. He was like a
heptathlete.
That's what it is. Yeah,
Princeton track and field.
Look at you, George.
Calvin
nice
Austin.
Call.
That's Calvin, a good one.
Calvin's a great good one.
I mean, his speed.
Dude can jump too for his size.
Yeah, I mean
he's not just fast.
He was a
track star.
Yeah.
Basically a sprinter.
Yeah, but I mean he just can't jump like Ja can. But he's faster than Ja, for sure. Don't you think?
But not with a ball in his hands, but yes.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. He would not have the ball handling ability as Ja.
I don't know, maybe with a football in his hands going 20-20, I guess he might be faster than Ja, huh? I'm talking about with a basketball.
Yeah, with a basketball. No,
I was thinking basketball, but
yeah, I mean,
with a football, if you're just running,
but yeah,
if he's running a 40.
Ja wouldn't be as fast as him with a football, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, you just know he wouldn't. But yeah, no, it's an interesting conversation that Devontae Adams sparked here. Point is that Ja Morant is a show every single night. He takes the floor, and he'll do it again tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers.
Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce have had their podcast since the incident at Penn State involving Jason Kelce, Travis's brother. It was Travis that a fan was insulting, Jason's brother, when he turned around, grabbed his phone, smashed it. And something we talked about on this, John, we discussed this story yesterday. And, the only thing that's happened since is the fact that Travis Kelce's come out and spoken on the podcast about it, said you were defending your family, you know, basically – thanked his brother for defending him and everything else. And I will say though, I left out because I think it was me that brought up the story. And Jason Kelce had been on Monday Night Countdown apologizing. We had talked about the different tone sort of Monday Night Countdown was with Jason Kelce apologizing for his actions and saying, you know, I returned hate to hate essentially. I'm paraphrasing, but that's
right.
I responded with hate. And we had kind of, I had focused on, and again, had seen the video a couple of times And thought I heard all the audio. I had focused on the smashing of the phone, and that's what he was apologizing for. He did, just to get all the nuts and bolts right, and because I didn't hit on it, he did throw a homophobic slur back at the young man, which is part of what he was apologizing for, that at the time, during the apology, I didn't realize. I thought it was just for the phone smashing, but when he said, "I matched hate with hate," it was that slur itself, Jason, what were you thinking in the first place? That was just the phone. Of course this was what he was saying. So I'm not going back to rehash this or say, oh boy, now I feel differently about Jason Kelce. What I appreciate is the fact that he acknowledged it, goes back and says, listen, I fell short. I was raised better than this. But back to the point, John and I talked about this. If somebody's attacking, it's one thing just to be you. But think about it, they're attacking a member of your family. I think a lot of us would have had the same response or a very similar response to what Jason Kelce had. What I would add to this is to try to make this, and some have, and that's what Travis was talking about, as Jason Kelce's out of control,
mm-hmm.
right? This was because fans are going to yell things at you all the time, or you should have things. I think that's taking it too far. Jason Kelce clearly went too far. In matching the hate with the hate and the homophobic slur with the slur. But I think we can make it too big of a deal out of some things here that, frankly, he really did a good job of clearing up and saying, I should be better on Monday night. We should be moving on, and there shouldn't still be a story. Now, I realize this is on their podcast, and people are tuning in, and Travis is bringing it up. Yep. Not us, necessarily. But let Jace Kelce, from everything I gather, good dude. Again, don't know him personally. Good dude, fell short here. We don't need to try to make him some Neanderthal that's out of control because he had a response to a homophobic slur, about his family. And the wrong one. I think he would say that. I would say that. We all want to be better, but I think we can all understand the shoes he was in, the way he responded. But we don't, we can move on as well, and don't need to be judging Jason Kelce any more than we have already.
Yeah, look, I'm in full agreement. As you know, I just felt like that guy was extremely lucky that
he was asking for. Yeah,
yeah.
I get that.
I mean, I just like how I started the show, like the kind of things I was talking
about kindness and
just like general, people, like, I mean, asking.
And that's what he was saying in his apology. That can be hard.
Kidding me? Especially when you know you can squash that dude's head like a bug.
What I'm saying, one thing, it's hard. This is hard. It's hard to treat people better than they treat you.
That's a word.
See what I'm
saying?
That's
a whole word right there.
So what we've talked about is just tuning it out.
Yeah.
Thick skin, don't let that person work. But then to go back and to treat that person with kindness when they've been nasty.
To afford them a respect that they did not afford you.
That didn't give it to you at all, right? And you had all those feelings inside you. And instead of, as to go back to the point, to use the, instead of returning it, yeah. Kelce, like he said.
Yeah.
You showed them what that word you used to open the show. You showed them love.
Yeah.
That is hard, bro.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's what he is aspiring. It's what I'm trying to do. I'm still stuck in the flesh. I would like to get to that too, but I think what we can all agree on is, man, that's some of the hardest stuff in life right there. To treat people better than they treat you.
Yeah.
Like that's, you're talking MLK stuff right there.
That's not the golden rule.
And folks don't even want it. Yeah.
Right. The golden rule is treat people how you want to be treated.
100%. And that's what we teach now. That's what we teach our kids.
Treat people better than they treat you. Like that's tough, man.
Yeah.
I mean, because we've all been in those situations.
But it all comes up, and this comes from the same thing, praying for our enemies and all that kind of stuff. Some people say, no, man, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that for. But I think that's what Kelce was speaking to. It's where I'm trying to be. I promise you that, and not there. And I get reminded of it every day when that flesh comes up. When somebody cuts in front of me on 240, and I'm still responding in a nasty way. I can talk the talk and sit up here and tell you that I aspire to this, but if I've still got that same, if I'm throwing that finger sign at that person, well, I ain't no better than that person that's got nastiness for me. And so, it's a day-to-day struggle for me, and it's a day-to-day struggle, I'm assuming, for all of us. But I will say, this is what I salute the heck out of y'all that are trying to live, anybody that's trying to live that life. Because that's, you talk about better place, that's how you get there.
Yeah.
Because the nastiness is always going to be there, bro. That kid at Penn State, you know, yelling that stuff right in the back of your ear, them kids ain't going away, bro. They're only getting louder.
That is,
and
exactly
they're here to test you, and they're here to get something out of you. And so the question to you is, how are you gonna return it?
Yeah, man. Because like I even hesitated to share this, but we live in a very disrespectful world. Yeah, like my mom, for example, lives alone, and she has obviously ever since my brother and I left the house. And I don't know when it happened to happen, but you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, she had a bunch of kids that were playing in her backyard, right? Or they were around, you know, a creek that we had in the back, right? And my mom just went out there and said, hey, you know, I don't know, you know, be careful back there. That's a creek, you know, whatever, right? Like, you don't want people in your backyard. You don't, you know. She doesn't have a fence. Like it's kind of weird, the layout, right? Like of the neighborhood. Like there's like all the backyards are kind of the one and the same. It's hard to explain. Anyway, what happened is that one of the kids, after that happened, then walked up to my mom, pulled their hood up over both their mouth and face, and ran up on my mom and acted like they and reached in their pocket and ran up on her like they had a gun and trying to like scare and try.
How old were these kids?
You know, it's the 13, 14 yeah. year old, you know, group. And they were laughing about it and they thought it was so funny. My mom was like 5 foot nothing, right? Like right. This old lady that's like, you know, was living by herself, you know, but like that's, we live in a world, bro, where whether it's that happening, you know, whether it's the guy that's videoing it walking up to Kelsey, we live in a world, man. We live in a world where there are really no guardrails for human decency and human respect. We seem like we're sort of losing, you know, those ideals every single day. And it's such a shame.
And you just make sure you're putting them in your kids, which you are.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. I'm doing, you know.
Like you said, we control what we can control.
That's right. That's right.
We,
you know. Like, I don't fault Jason Kelsey at all because, you know, at some point there needs to be street repercussions or else the behavior continues.
But I'm just saying, that's my point. Okay, he straightens him out. You think that straightens out kids from doing that kind of thing?
I don't know.
No, because what's going to happen is then Jason Kelsey becomes the villain, right? And he gets sued and everything else. And then all you do is it proliferates. You know, that kind of, it's almost encouraged in a way. You know, who's going to be the next guy to get under somebody's skin? You see what I'm saying? Like what truly ends it is you can end it.
Mm.
But again, very difficult. I ain't telling you, John, right. This is what, because I can't do it 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But what ends it is us. I mean, I know you don't want to, but taking that higher road.
Yeah. And look,
maybe that guy doesn't learn the lesson, but maybe someone else in terms of the way you responded does. And they say, you know what? I want to respond like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, those are tough conversations.
Yeah. Because I mean, you know.
But, I respect him for saying I want to be better than
no
I was.
Question. And right? and that's
and we should let him live with his mistake. He said it. He apologized, and we should move on.
Absolutely, but it was an interesting situation that my default is
I hate that for your mom though, bro. First thing we need to do let's get her a fence, so we don't have them fools. I know I so well, but this is her property, and folks are coming onto her property. And these kids ain't got no respect.
Right? Like, what are we doing?
Did she call the police?
No.
I mean, well, she's a nice lady.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's an insane world we live in.
Walked up on her in her backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, man.
Yeah.
Shut that down.
So, I don't know. I don't know if the kids lived in the neighborhood or if they.
Yeah, and maybe she knows them and everything else.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. But.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, man, it's just a crazy world we live in 2024. You know, it truly is. And again, all we can do is try to leave it better for the next generation. But man, I'm worried about it. I'm worried about it for sure. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come around the show. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers, you can get $150 in bonus bets that you can spread out. You don't have to spend it all back in one. If your first $5 bet wins, then boom, that $150 in credits is going to be in your account. You can spread it all out. Build the same game parlay for Thursday night's football game. You got Bengals at Ravens. That'll be a good one. in the AFC North. Obviously, Ravens this year, I mean, Ravens could make a run of the Super Bowl. And the Bengals up behind them now, and obviously behind them, are going to need to there's a sense of urgency with Joe Burrow over or under on the 1.5 passing touchdowns. Deontay Johnson over on receiving yards. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith to make every moment more this season. That's FanDuel.com/JSmith. Remember, new customers, you get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. It's all at FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, Artie Turner, FM, ESPN. Over at ESPN.com, they have a piece up about NFL Week 10. And just sort of the latest buzz at the deadline. It was pretty, I don't know, uneventful, right? After Steelers loaded up with Preston Smith and Mike Williams,
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, light after that. Raiders didn't do anything. Bears didn't do anything.
No, we traded Khalil.
Oh, that's right. Y'all did trade.
But you're right. Essentially nothing. It was for a seventh rounder. We weren't using him.
Yeah. I guess the big winners were the Chiefs, right? Getting DeAndre Hopkins, who had what, 2 scores on Monday?
Yes, and he's going to be just as important on third down for him. He'll help iron out the kinks in that offense. There's no question about it. I was listening to the folks on Get Up this morning that were talking about the sort of new lease on life, but certainly a new lease on your career that you have. If you're DeAndre Hopkins and now you're in, you know, you're with Patrick Mahomes, a GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about the quarterbacks he's played with. And it sounded like to me that, you know, like when Moss got with Brady, and I guess he never got a ring, but they've talked about the sort of Moss Brady, how that sort of, that got him back, that got Moss motivated again. This doing that for DeAndre, not that DeAndre had lost his motivation, but you're rejuvenated. You get a new motivation when you're playing in a system like that for a coach like that with a quarterback like that. He's never been in a situation like that. So you're going to get a DeAndre Hopkins that feels like he's 5 years younger, and that's what they've gotten so far with not just the two touchdowns. I mean, he's catching balls on third down, going to be super important for them. They're going to probably win it again. You would take the field because you've taught me on betting and they, you know, you're not, don't be dumb. But the Chiefs are probably going to win it again because all they do is find a way. They can win any way. The only other team in the league that comes close to being able to win any way, right, whether it needs a ground game, we're going to outscore you, or our defense can beat you, it feels like to me, it's the Detroit Lions. Baltimore's had too many, couple letdowns here and there for me to have them. Detroit, though, is that. And, you know, they can do it. Even at Green Bay, you saw it. They did it with a physical running game that they've got, but they can, you know, golf it in on turf, can throw 4 or 5 touchdowns. It's just those two feel like it's you know, they're on a collision course because they're certainly built the same way. They'll find a way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. It's hard to step in front of that train, as crazy as it is. The idea that they could, but like, what you're like, where's weakness? I mean, I don't really see it. Again, last year it kind of felt like if you're going to knock them off, that last year was going to be the year to do it. They were underdogs every game except the first game. They were underdogs against the Buffalo Bills. They were underdogs against the Baltimore Ravens. They were underdogs against the San Francisco 49ers. The only game they were favored in was against the Dolphins in that frigid environment.
Now, Ravens could have beat them. Remember, Ravens that came down to a toe.
Oh, the first game. Yeah, the first game this week. Yeah. But once you get in the playoffs, though, it's like, I ain't picking nobody against them. Ain't no damn way. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win every, but I ain't betting against them. I mean, that's just like UConn in the NCAA tournament, you know, the last couple of years. You know, I had to learn the hard way.
remind me, Pacheco's not done with the season, right?
No. He's coming back.
Right. And, you know, they found a way to get it done with Kareem Hunt. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, where's he at these days? Back to the point, they can just throw anybody back there. They'll find a way to get it done. I'm not sure it's going to always be like this. You know, Travis Kelce, a hell of an outlet, and that's one thing that, you know, can keep Patrick Mahomes sane, especially with all the change at receiver over the years, is that you've got that go-to guy in the middle. But as long as they got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, you know, I'm not sure that what they've shown you is they don't have to pay a number one receiver, right? So they've got advantages that you don't have.
That's right.
As other NFL franchises, they can get it done with the guys that they've got. You go out and get a Xavier Worthy, and now you got a DeAndre Hopkins that's got new life. That's probably going to be enough in the end for them offensively.
Right.
Not saying that Detroit or somebody can't beat them, but it's going to be tough, man. They're going to have what they need, and they're probably going to be playing some really good football by that time.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no question about it. But, that's the big takeaways on the NFL. They've got the Chiefs as the big winner at the deadline. Maybe the Vikings with Robinson from Jacksonville, right, because they lost Darisaw.
Yeah. He was good.
And also, Zadarius Smith. To the Lions.
Big. Mentioned that. Yeah. Right. He will not be Hutchinson, but he will do.
Yep.
You know, he's got, what, 5.5 sacks or something like that? I mean, he's going to – that's their leading sack guy now. They just didn't have anything behind Hutchinson.
Right.
And so he's obviously going to be a guy that can provide some of that now. And it won't be to the same degree, but you needed it.
And then we get a pretty good Thursday night football game tomorrow with Bengals and Ravens.
Yeah.
That's a good match. That's as good as it's going to get.
Well, anytime you got Joe Burrow is a desperate situation at 4-5 as he's in,
mm-hmm.
It should be good.
Yeah.
Again, they're not – just don't feel contenderish this year. It doesn't feel like, okay, Bengals are coming out of the hole and they'll be, by the time this all the smoke clears,
right.
You know, someone you'll have to contend with. Something just – it's not the same this year. How much of that is mixing me and, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's their offense or defense, but they're not the same.
Yeah, no, they're. It's. I think
they may prove me wrong this weekend. It's at Baltimore, and I like the way the Ravens are playing.
Yeah, well, when they don't have T, well, again, you're not playing the Raiders. I mean, and even that game was actually a little closer than the final score indicated because Raiders jumped out to a 7-0 lead. They were driving, with a chance to go up. I think at least 10-7, in the first half. And then they get a sack, and then there's just Minshew gets hurt, and the tank is on. But they need Higgins back, and they need him, you know, for the stretch run here. But they blew it in the first game. They were like winning by 10 in the fourth, and then it goes to overtime, and you know they lose the game. So now they got to have it. They got to have Higgins back. And if he's not back, I definitely will not be betting the Bengals in this one. But it is tempting though. It is tempting with Burrow as a basically a 5.5-6 point dog, you know. I mean, it's tempting.
What about Steelers Commanders? Washington's 3-point favorite at home.
I don't know. It's hard to fade the Commanders right now. You know, do I think they're going to win by more than 3 though?
They're not going to get after Jaden in a way that he hadn't.
I mean, they don't blitz, right?
All right, they get it done with JJ.
So, can they? I mean,
TJ.
Yeah, it just feels like he'll be able to make plays. I don't know. It feels right though. It feels correct. -3 feels right. If it goes to 3.5, I might play Steelers. You know, if it goes to 2.5, I'll play the Commanders. You know, but it'll probably stay at 3. I don't have much this weekend on NFL. Actually, I will be on
I like that. It's a 6-2 and a 7 versus a 7-2. I really, that should be a good match.
It's a great game. Yeah. It's a great game. It should take the place of a Sunday night game, or, well, I guess Sunday has, you got Texas Lions. Monday. They can't flex Mondays? I guess it's too late now. It's Rams Dolphins. I mean, that was supposed to be a good game. It ended up not being one.
I mean, Rams, weirdly, dude, are coming out of the hole.
But they lost that. They won last week.
Yes.
Because
the Rams have won 3 in a row.
McDonald went for it on 4th-and-1 in overtime. I mean, that I don't think that was correct. Like, aren't you supposed to take the 3 in overtime? I mean, like, because even if you, it was like 4th-and-1 from like the Rams 19-yard line, right? Because even if you get the 4th down, it doesn't guarantee you're going to score a touchdown. Mm. You know, like, you still have 18 more yards to get. But if you kick the field goal and get a stop, which would be roughly around where they would start their field position at the 20, like, I don't know. I don't know what the math is on that. But they went for it, they didn't get it, and they lost the game on a touchdown. So, and I think a field goal would have actually won it. I think that's the reason why you don't go, because you basically take that option off the table. If both teams possess it, I think the first one, the next score wins. I think is the way it goes. So I think the right option there would have been to take the 3 and then at the very least, you know, hold them to a field goal and you get the ball back. And I think then next score wins. You score a field goal, you win the game. So I think that was the wrong decision.
Well, everybody in that division is in contention to win it.
Yeah.
Because the Cardinals are 5-4 and leading, and everybody else 4-4, 4-5.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Niners, yes, you would say at the end of the year, especially if they're getting Christian McCaffrey back, that they'll be on top. But that's why the Rams weren't sellers. They got Puka and they got Cooper back, and they've won 3 in a row. So, they're going forward, even though we may have our doubts.
Yep.
And they're actually playing some pretty good football.
Absolutely. So,
you got Tua that's got, a desperate Tua that's back. So it's not all awful on Monday night. It's just not, it's not.
Right.
You don't have two teams with stellar records.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, it should be a fun game. Should be a fun game on Thursday. Should be a fun week of NFL. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball as they get ready for UNLV on Saturday. 1-0 start, certainly. Get into all that with him at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.